God is a God of abundance. Amen? Amen. It shows. It shows in everything that God does. It shows in His creation. God did not give us a creation where we could just barely eke out a living from the dirt and only stay this much ahead of starvation. God gave us this wonderful, lush, productive world that with a little care, and we are its caretakers, will supply all our needs and more than we need, because God is a God of abundance. Amen.
You'll want to be sure to catch the rest of Pastor Terry's message in just a moment. But first, we want to say thanks for tuning in to the Indian Run Christian Church podcast with pastor and author Terry Bailey. This podcast can be found on iTunes by searching for Terry Bailey Ministries in the iTunes store, where you can also subscribe to the podcast and get the weekly message sent automatically to you by clicking the subscribe button. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Terry as he preaches this week's insightful message.
Good morning. Nothing particular to do with the sermon, but I can tell you where Andrew gets his Walmart fatigue. It comes from me, only I don't get Walmart fatigue. I get Walmart rage! And Michael knows that if there are just more than so many cars in the parking lot, that I will stay out there in the car and listen to the radio while she goes in and does the shopping, because it's not good for me to be in a crowded Walmart store. It was some years ago now that I made the mistake of going in with Michael when there were too many cars in the parking lot, and I was getting just a little bit desperate to get out. And I looked at Michael's list. She was still wandering around the produce section. I saw that she needed canned peaches. And I said, I'm going to go get those canned peaches and come back. And I went to the aisle where the canned peaches were. And there was a lady right in front of me. She was going very, very slow. But we were too close to the canned peaches for me to try to zip around her and get there and get them. That would have been impolite. So I followed her, and there was a lady coming the other direction. And just as the lady I was following got in front of the canned peaches, she looked up and saw the other lady and said, Helen! Great. They know each other. And they stopped right there, blocking the whole aisle in front of the canned peaches, and began a conversation that, at least to my sensibilities at the time, went on and on and on. And I finally got tired of waiting, and I tried to reach behind her. And about the time my fingers brushed the top of the can of peaches, she wheeled on me and said, excuse me, am I in your way? And I said, now that you mention it. And it went downhill from there. Shortly, I came back and met Michael with the can of peaches, and she could see the look on my face and said, what's wrong? And I said, nothing. What do you need next? Turned out she didn't need very much more. It was time to get out of Walmart. Also, as to your meditation, Andrew, remember point number two on my seven things that I repeat every day. There are no not messed up people. We are all broken. Now, as to the things I intended to say, I started the sermon, as usual, with the kids talking about that God loves cheerful giver thing. And if you continue to read from that verse, you get the part that Andrew read for us in the opening. And we discover some important things. And here's a big important thing. God is a God of abundance. Amen? Amen. It shows. It shows in everything that God does. It shows in His creation. God did not give us a creation where we could just barely eke out a living from the dirt and only stay this much ahead of starvation. God gave us this wonderful, lush, productive world that with a little care, and we are its caretakers, will supply all our needs and more than we need, because God is a God of abundance. Amen? God doesn't love you just this much. God doesn't love you just this much. I cannot spread my arms wide enough to accurately indicate the level and the degree and the depth to which God loves you, because in His love, as in His provision, God is a God of abundance. But we need to understand about abundance. There's nothing wrong with it. And there is nothing wrong with enjoying all the good things that God has given us. Nothing wrong with that at all. But sometimes we have several key misunderstandings. The first one I've spoken on several times lately, had opportunity to mention it, so I only need a few words right now. We misdefine abundance. If you go back to the original promises, like in Malachi 3, where God says He's going to open the windows of heaven and cause blessings to shower down on you, what He says is, here is abundance. Shower down on you more than you can hold. And what He's driving at is more food than you can eat today. And how many of us have more food already than we can eat today? How many of you plan on having leftovers on Thursday? See, because we have been blessed with abundance. More clothing than you can wear today. And how many of you have more clothing than you can wear today? How many of you have more room than you will use today? You see, we have been blessed with abundance. And this is good. And it is the gift of God. And you don't have to go far in the world, particularly to those regions where Christ is not widely accepted, to see people who don't have enough today to get through today. And this is called poverty. But we have been blessed to know the abundance of our loving Heavenly Father. And this is good, but we need to remember that definition, more than you can hold, more than your hands can make use of right now. And then we need to remember another thing. God does not fill our pantries with food or pad our bank accounts just so that we can, we have so many goals, so that we can fund a secure retirement. Now, I'm not against funding your retirement, but if you want to put the word secure in there, let me tell you, you want to trust in money instead of God, you go right ahead. And you see where that ends up. God does not give us His superabundance so that we can realize our travel goals and go and see this exotic place and go and spend some time in this luxurious location. You know what God cares about more than anything? Saving souls. Snatching them out of the fire. Saving them from hell. That is what God cares about. And if you want to know why God blesses His people with abundance, consult what He cares about. Now His abundance still shows God wants to save us, and the price that He paid was the blood of His Son, Jesus Christ. That is an extravagant price. That is a superabundance of the love of God poured down upon us. And if that's what God does with His most precious commodity, what do you think God might expect of you when He blesses you with abundance? This is what Paul is talking about in this passage. Yes, God is a God of abundance. And he says the abundance is to equip you for good deeds. He gives you abundance so that on every occasion that an opportunity arises for you to do good, you will have the resource to do the good. He has equipped you for good works in the abundance that He has poured out upon you. And in case you didn't get it in that first phrasing, and the wording I have comes from the New American Standard, he says, you have been enriched for liberality. The old meaning of liberal and liberality is simply giving freely. You have been enriched so that you can always give freely. And in case you didn't get it in the first two phrasings, abundance is to equip you for good deeds and you have been enriched for liberality. He says it again. If God increases your seed, it is so that there may be an increased harvest. A harvest of your righteousness. If God multiplies your seed, it is so that the harvest of your righteousness will also be multiplied. You say it three ways like that, you begin to think the idea is important. And then Paul uses this word, ministry. And he defines it. Ministry is to serve by supplying needs. When we learn to minister, we serve by supplying the needs that we see around us. And they will be physical needs. And if we have more than enough, it is our business to supply these physical needs. And they will be spiritual needs. And if we have been blessed by the spiritual riches that God pours out upon His saints, it is our business to supply the spiritual needs, to address the spiritual poverty that exists around us. This is ministry. And Paul says that when we do ministry right, there are three primary effects. And I'm going to hit them twice. Once in the order they're given, and then once in reverse order. But here they are. The first thing that happens when we understand the real purpose of abundance, when we understand God's primary values and how He uses His abundance and come to use our abundance in a similar way, when we enter into real ministry, meeting the needs of the people around us, the first thing that happens is that thanksgiving raises up to God, who is pleased Is it not worth something to you and I to please Him? Well, I think so. We did the grocery giveaway this past Wednesday for November. And I'll tell you, the first thing I learned from doing the grocery giveaway is that I'm no good at anticipating the numbers. No good at all. I keep trying to base it on some kind of average or slight increase of the last couple of months, and that was wiped out. That was wiped out this time. We had more families come for help than we have ever had before. I gave away all the Thanksgiving turkeys and got a good start on the Christmas hams that I had laid back. But we sent them all home with something and a few bags of groceries. At the end, we were digging. But we sent them all home with something. Now, first, I have no doubt that God will move His people again and come the Christmas giveaway, we will be able to bless families. But here's the thing. I looked the next day on social media and I found several instances of this congregation, they meant us, gave my sister a Thanksgiving meal and groceries. Thank you. I didn't have a Thanksgiving meal for my family, and now I do because this congregation, they meant us, gave us one. Thank you. Thanksgiving arises to God. And this is a good thing. Second, and closely related, God is glorified, which is simply to say that people begin to see the beauty of God. This is one of the sorest needs of our society, because there are so many people who have such misconceptions about God, who think of Him as the big meanie killjoy up in the sky who wants to suck all the fun right out of your existence. And they don't know that He's the God of joy, abundant joy. They think of Him only in terms of the institutional church as wanting to hose you down, take all your money. We get you in here and we just want to find a way to empty your pockets so we can fill our own coffers. And they haven't figured out what Paul is talking about yet, that we're just pooling our giving. And believe me, it's not so that the preacher gets rich. And it's not so that the elders get rich. And it's not so that any board members get rich. It's so that we can meet the needs around us in true ministry. But people have not understood that. They need to see real ministry so that they can set aside the misconceptions that our society has developed and see the glory, the beauty of God made manifest when His children begin to use their abundance the way that God uses His abundance. And third, when we do ministry right, it leads us to steps of obedience. The first two things may be more important as they spread to the world outside the church. This third one is more important for us, because when we take the first steps to obey God, we find those steps are blessed. And He will lead us to more and deeper steps, and the blessings will become more and deeper. And I'm going to tell you, try getting into a giving contest with God. I want to say you can't win, but the truth is you can only win. Because God will give more than you ever imagined from His inexhaustible store of indescribable riches, physical and spiritual, the deeper we are led into obedience. And obedience begins with learning to do ministry right. The deeper that we are led into obedience, the greater the blessing that is bestowed upon us. I'm just going to say these three things again, but I'm going to say them in the other order now. When we realize what abundance truly is, and when we realize what God does with His abundance and what He expects us to do with ours, when we enter into the ministry of serving and supplying the needs all around us, first, we ourselves are led in the path of obedience. Second, those around us see the glory, the beauty of God. And third, thanksgiving rises up to God, and He is pleased. As we celebrate Thanksgiving this week, it is, of course, appropriate to celebrate all that we have been given. But let us move to celebrating also the good works to which it equips us, the liberality for which it has prepared us, the multiplied harvest that will rise from our multiplied seed. Let us thank God.
We want to take a moment to thank all of you, our faithful listeners, for setting aside time each week for the Indian Run Christian Church podcast. You can find out more about the church by visiting our website at www.christforeastcanton.com. That's www.christforeastcanton.com. On behalf of Pastor Terry and all the folks at Indian Run Christian Church, I pray God's blessing on you and your family.